This is the FM Gold Channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis Now, we bring you a discussion on U.S. scraps military aid to Pakistan. The participants are Shashi Uban Tripathi, former diplomat, and Simran Sodhi, journalist.
The United States announced that it will cancel $300 million U.S. in military aid to Pakistan. The U.S. action comes in the face of the fact that Pakistan, the U.S. believes, has failed to act decisively against terrorist groups like the Haqqani Network and the Lashkar-e-Taiba, which have been operating quite openly and brazenly in Pakistan. Ambassador Tripathi, when you see this change of position by the United States, because for a very long time now, the U.S. has been Pakistan's ally. Both countries have worked very closely together, and we have seen on and off the U.S. criticizing Pakistan. But this is the first time that we are seeing some sort of an action which kind of translates that the U.S. might finally be changing its attitude towards Pakistan. How important do you feel is this action of the United States?
Quite right, Simran. This is significant because for a long time, we in India were beginning to feel that the U.S. either had blinkers on or chose to look the other way, you know, where terrorism was concerned and Pakistan's relation to that. Now, finally, it seems that those blinkers are off. And look, the United States is a savvy country and they have a long background of strategic affairs. So I don't think that they would be so naive as to not know what is happening in Pakistan. But now, after a long time, they have begun to call a spade. These $300 million, which they have suspended, they are actually the second time that they are doing so. A few months ago, if you remember, they had suspended the same kind of assistance from the same fund to Pakistan. But Pakistan does not seem to have learned any lesson, and so this is a second installment which has now been suspended.
Ambassador Tripathi, we also see that the political situation in Pakistan has changed. We have a new government now. We have a new Prime Minister, Imran Khan. And Imran Khan also has always been very critical of the U.S. It is not expected that the U.S. and Pakistan will find it very easy to work, given the fact that Imran Khan has been so severely critical of the United States in his past political leadership role. Do you feel that the U.S. and Pakistan might find it a little rough? You have President Trump, and then you have a new prime minister in Pakistan, and the friction might cast a shadow on this relationship, which for a very long time has flourished quite well, actually.
Quite right. Now, but let me say one thing very clearly. You know, a lot of people are optimistic of Pakistan taking a new road with Imran Khan now as prime minister. But please don't forget that Imran Khan won the election on the shoulders of the Pakistani army. And in that sense, he is only a puppet in the hands of the Pakistan army. And I don't think he has any independence of forming serious policy decisions.
Ambassador Tripathi, we also see this decision is coming just a little while before the U.S. Secretary of State and his team, they travel to India. En route, they will be stopping in Pakistan, and the U.S. Secretary of State will meet the new government of Pakistan, their new foreign minister, prime minister. Do you feel that this is also a way of sending a stern message first, and then you are actually sending your messenger, as in the case of the United States?
Oh, absolutely. You see, Pakistan was trying to downplay this visit by calling it a stopover, because the next stop is going to be India for the 2+2 dialogue. But the Secretary of State is accompanied by the chairperson, the chairman of the Chiefs of Staff Committee, General Dunford, and also other military senior officials of the Pentagon. So the idea is, it's not just a stopover, it's a deliberate stop in Pakistan to give a strong message, as you had said, that this policy of theirs, of this two-faced policy of doing one thing and pretending another, of saying that they are countering terrorism and yet of advancing the activities of the terrorists, it will not work anymore. Let me remind you, there is this English saying which says, you can fool some of the people some of the time, other people at other times, but you cannot fool all the people all the time. So Pakistan's policy has been to try to fool all the people all the time, and I think now it's not going to work.
Ambassador Tripathi, we also see Pakistan's Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi, in response to the U.S. decision to cut off the aid, he actually gave a kind of an explanation. He said this is not an aid of any kind that can be suspended. This is actually the payment of expenses incurred by us, that is Pakistan, during the war against terrorism. How much logic does this statement make to you?
It is totally illogical. It is so ironic. They want to be paid for actually advancing the activities of the terrorists. The Americans were paying them to counter terrorism. They, on their part, have been actively supporting terrorism. So how can they pay for it, for heaven's sake? This is so illogical.
Ambassador Tripathi, we also see that the Trump administration, they have a new South Asia strategy or a new South Asia policy, which is coming from President Donald Trump himself, and that involves bringing peace to Afghanistan with India's help and further developing the U.S. strategic partnership with India. How does Pakistan fit into this equation? Because for a very long time, we've had this conflict in Afghanistan. This conflict in Afghanistan affects the India-Pak relation. It affects India's relation with the U.S. It affects Pakistan's relation to the U.S. With the U.S. administration now intent on bringing peace in Afghanistan, how will this change the regional equations and the U.S. position in the region?
You see, in the briefing that Secretary of State Pompeo gave very recently, he mentioned Trump's South Asia strategy and the two points that you mentioned, and he gave very positive adjectives for India. He said India's democracy, India's economy, and India's army, they are elements of stability for the world. That's a very big compliment, and it's true. And when you place it against what is happening in Pakistan, you can see how it differs from Pakistan's policy. Now, coming to the second part of your question, peace in Afghanistan. Now, you see, who is disrupting the peace in Afghanistan? Basically, it's these terrorist organizations which don't want stability, which don't want the government which is in power. It's a democratically elected government, but they don't want that. And they are aided and abetted by Pakistan. You know, with funding, with training, with moral support, you name it. The training camps are still functioning in Pakistan. The two terrorist organizations which have been mentioned in Pompeo's statement were the Haqqani Network and the Lashkar-e-Taiba. Now, both these have active support of the Pakistan establishment. So I think this is a strong message to Pakistan that they will have to change course, because this cannot go on for too long. But the fact is that Pakistan has nuisance value. You cannot establish peace in Afghanistan unless you rein in Pakistan and these lackeys of this country.
Ambassador Tripathi, just as you mentioned, that peace in Afghanistan is practically not possible till you bring Pakistan also on the table, which negotiates the peace for Afghanistan. We have seen over the last so many years that Pakistan has also been very resistant to India's efforts at rehabilitation, at assistance, at India's role in stabilizing Afghanistan. And we've seen a continuous number of attacks on the Indian embassy and other posts. Do you feel that Pakistan is actually capable of changing its stripes? Do you think it's possible to bring a change in Pakistan's policy towards Afghanistan? Because to a great extent, Afghanistan is the crux of the problem somewhere.
That's right. Now, Pakistan's policy towards Afghanistan goes way back. And you will remember the quote from General Yahya Khan, who had said they are looking for strategic depth. So the idea was to have a government in Afghanistan which is pro-Pakistan, not just pro, but a kind of a subsidiary of Pakistan, so that Pakistan then can counterbalance the depth of India, the size of India, because this is an obsession with them. Now, how can they change their view? They can only change their view if they come to realize finally that this policy will not work, that the world and their biggest allies, the United States, have wisened up to what they are up to, and this will not work, and it is backfiring on them, which is true. Now, look at their economy. They're a basket case economically. They have practically only 2 months of foreign exchange reserves to pay for their imports. It's a very sad state of affairs for a country to be in. So if this dawns on them, and if Imran Khan can, because he's an intelligent man, to bring to bear on the army leadership and the intelligence agencies, which are part of the same establishment. If he can bring this to bear on them, then we can hope for some positive change.
Ambassador Tripathi, we also look at the role of President Donald Trump, and Trump himself seems to have reversed the attitude of the past U.S. presidents towards Pakistan. In January, when he had tweeted, and his tweet was quite harsh, he said that U.S. has foolishly given Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid over the last 15 years, and they have given us nothing but lies and deceit.
Lies and deceit.
So this is very strong coming from the president himself. Do you feel that this change in policy, this change in direction is actually coming from the U.S. president himself?
I think that Trump, for all his predilections, is given to calling a spade. So this is the first time that the President of the United States is actually calling a spade. And I think that he may have the clout to turn the Pentagon and the State Department to his way of thinking.
We have already seen that the Pentagon has kind of gone along with the U.S. President, and now we await approval from the U.S. Congress. That's the next step. So when we see this announcement, and the U.S. Secretary of State comes on September 5th to Islamabad, and then he comes to Delhi, do you feel that the geopolitics of the region changes as the U.S. changes direction?
Yes, I think in some ways it certainly will. Now, let's also not forget the other huge country which is emerging very quickly and aggressively in this part of the world, and that's China. So the U.S. is not just concerned with Pakistan and Afghanistan, but also with China, which may have a role to play, because already it has announced some aid projects in Afghanistan. It has these BRI, or OBOR as it is called, One Belt, One Road projects through Pakistan. So these are developments which cause anxiety, not only in India's mind, but also in the mind of the U.S. And I think these will figure when we have the 2+2 dialogue on 6th of September.
Would you say, Ambassador Tripathi, that the U.S., by all these actions, is pushing Pakistan down the ladder and is giving India a leg up, also in the hope that China is somewhat contained? There's always been this philosophy or theory that the U.S. would try to play India against China to somehow balance the power equation in the region, because it is not in the U.S. interest to have a very strong and aggressive China anyway in the region.
That is right up to a point, but I feel that by now the U.S. also has begun to realize that India has a mind of its own. India is not going to play second fiddle to any country. I think they do realize that, but they also see India as a strong partner in establishing some kind of stability in this region.
Ambassador Tripathi, if you were to take the overall view of India's relationship with the United States, which also has had its little ups and downs, and this latest development of the U.S. changing its tone and tenor towards Pakistan, how do you see this trilateral, if I may call it, the U.S., India, Pakistan playing out in the near future? Do you expect greater fireworks, or do you think Pakistan will fall in line and we will actually finally see Pakistan doing something about these terrorist networks, which India has talked extensively at various global forums, but at the end of the day, Pakistan never really changes?
As they say in diplomacy, there are no permanent friends and no permanent enemies, only permanent interests. And at this point of time, I think the strategic interests of India and the U.S. coincide, and I do hope that this coincidence will bring about a stability factor and will help to Pakistan to change its mind.
But would the nuisance value of Pakistan remain vis-a-vis Afghanistan? Will the U.S. have to bear of Pakistan just because it tries to bring some kind of normalcy back in Afghanistan, so maybe it can pull its troops back? So is that nuisance value is likely to stay?
Hopefully, as I said, Pakistan will realize that this is boomeranging on them. This policy that they've been following is backtracking, backfiring on them, and it is hurting their own country. And only then they will perhaps change course.
Thank you.
You are listening to a discussion on U.S. scraps military aid to Pakistan. The participants were Shashi Ubban Tripathi, former diplomat, and Simran Sodhi, journalist. The program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsttalks@gmail.com.